The Gospel of Luke relates a parable about the blind beggar, Bartimaeus. And Bartimaeus is sitting by the side of the road, and he hears a crowd coming, and he asks who it is. And he's told that it's Jesus of Nazareth. And he starts to call out, "Master, Master!" And the people around him try and get him to be quiet, but he calls out all the louder, "Master, Master!" And finally, Jesus hears him and calls for Bartimaeus to be brought to him. And he says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus says, "Master, I want to see." And Jesus says, "Go, your eyesight is restored. Your faith has healed you." And right away, Bartimaeus could see, and he went off down the road with Jesus, thanking God. I love the symbolism of this story and how it teaches us of our creative power. Bartimaeus, being blind, represents the human part of us that's still in darkness or unaware of the truth of our creative power. And he's sitting by the side of the road, so he's on the spiritual path, and he hears Christ coming, hears Jesus coming, and Jesus represents our master power, our Christ power. The Christ meaning someone who's aware of God within us, of our ability to bring to us our heart's desires. Now, the people around him that are trying to get him to be quiet represent our negative thoughts and thinking or belief systems that could keep us from bringing to us our heart's desires. And Bartimaeus doesn't listen to them, but he calls out all the louder. And what happens? His eyesight is restored. He is given the ability to heal, to be healed. And Jesus says, "Your faith has healed you." Your faith. Charles Fillmore defines faith as the perceiving power of the mind linked with the ability to shape substance. Now, the perceiving power of the mind is our ability to imagine what we want and believe that we can have it. And substance is this invisible stuff that is what everything is created of. It's a loving light that everything is made of. Now, we can't see it. It's invisible. Although I have to say that this past fall, this wonderful picture came to me. It was in the paper, and you probably can't see it from here, but I'll leave it on this altar. And it's a hand with a ball of light in it. And I think that that's what our creative light looks like. Kind of like fog, you know, when you look at fog, right? And we get to shape this. So we can feel it. And what I want you to do is I want you to put your hands together and rub them together like this. Okay? Now just separate them a little bit and see if you can feel the tingling going on between them. Might be heat, just a little bit of vibration. And now what I want you to do is put your thumbs to the left. So both hands together, thumbs to the left like this, okay? Now reach out like this and put this hand underneath your neighbor's hand on this side and this one over your neighbor's hand on the other side. All right, now see what that feels like. Can you feel, not touching, but just above, just a little bit above, can you feel that energy? Can you feel it? Yeah, pretty cool, right? Okay, you can relax now.
All right.
That's the stuff of which we are made. That is our creative energy, our creative power to bring to us whatever it is we want to have in our lives. So what is it that you would like to have in your lives? The first thing we need to do is imagine what it is. So we're going to look at this prayer, this formula that Bartimaeus gives us. It's ask in prayer, believing, and you will receive. Okay, so when we have to ask, we have to know what we want to have come into our lives, right? So in the 4T class, the 4T prosperity class, which we teach here at Unity, we are taught to imagine. And I'll be referring to the 4T class going through this. And I took it for the fourth time this past fall. Some of us need more repetition than others to get these ideas. So, fourth time. And we affirm in the class, I imagine the highest and best manifesting and expressing in my life now. Through God's gift of imagination, I see life as it can be, not as it appears to be. I imagine the truth of my Christ spirit. Then we use all our senses to see what it is we want. So you may want loving, trusting relationships, vibrant health and energy, a fulfilling job, or your business expanding, more clientele. You may want financial freedom, or to travel, a new house or a new car, or you may want a quality that you experience more in your life, a quality of kindness or patience or acceptance or love or joy. So what you do is use all your senses to imagine that. What does it feel like? What does it sound like, smell like, taste like? To have that in your life. That's the use of imagination. And people that know me know I'm pretty big about vision boarding. So I use vision boards and pictures, put pictures on a vision board in order to see what it is that you want. And that's very effective as well. And at the end of your visioning, you say, this or something even better comes to me in the perfect timing and wisdom of the universe, and I gratefully accept it now. Thank you, God. Right? And then you let it go. So I want you to think about what it is that you'd like to have come in your life. And then, what did Bartimaeus do? He asked. And what we do in unity is we're taught to ask in three-part prayer. So, the first part is, what is your name for God? Now, that may be God, or beloved Mother, Father, God, or Divine Spirit, or Divine Love, or just Spirit, or Universe. Part one. Part two is, where is God? And we are taught that God is within us, right? Remember our statement of oneness. There is no sense of separation. We are one. So right here within us now is God flowing through us, expressing through us, extending through us, individualized as us, speaking through me, listening through you right now. God within, our creative power. So God within, that's part two, is where is God? Within me. And part three is, what do you want to express in your life? What do you want to have come into your life? So it kind of goes like this. God within me prospers me with fulfilling work. That's a three-part prayer. Divine Spirit blesses me with trusting, loving relationships. I am calm, serene, and peaceful. The words I am are the oldest name for God. Remember Moses standing at the burning bush saying, what is your name? And God said, I am that I am. Well, whatever we put after I am, because it fulfills part one and part two, we are going to get. So if you're walking around saying, I am so sick and tired, what do you think you're going to get more of? Being sick and tired, right? But if you walk around saying, I am so calm and serene and peaceful, I am joyful, I am happy, I am blessed, that's what you're going to get more of, because you are absolutely calling upon the divine power within you to create whatever it is you're speaking. Here's another one. Thank you, God within me, for vibrant health and energy. So thanking God in advance. Thank you, God within me, for vibrant health and energy. And our own offertory prayer is a three-part prayer. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. That's a three-part prayer. So we use three-part prayers to affirm our creative power and to ask for that. Right? And that's a lot more powerful than saying, dear God, please give me a loving, trusting relationship. Right? Doesn't that make you have this thought of this person out here that's going to maybe dispense this blessing on you, or maybe not? But what if it's within us? Right? The third part is believing. And this part has been the hardest for me. I don't know about for you, but in the 4T prosperity class, we affirm, I believe in the creative process that is mine to express. It is what I believe to be true that is true for me. I believe in the truth of my Christ spirit. Now, believing is all about feeling like we're worthy and we deserve it, right? And when we don't, we can't get what we want because we don't think we deserve it. If you do not feel that you are worthy of the love and abundance that you seek, you will sabotage every goal you set to create that. Let me say that again. If you do not believe that you are worthy of the love and abundance that you want, you will sabotage your efforts to create that. So what do we do? Well, I'm going to give you an example of how unworthiness can show up in your life and how the universe mirrors that back to us. In 2008, I was scammed for $6,000. And I don't believe in coincidence or random events, so when the bank manager told me that I'd been scammed for $6,000, I had to sit down and think about what thoughts of loss and lack was I thinking that could cause $6,000 to go out of my life, because that's a lot of money, right? So it had to be something big. And it was. It was me. I had been dating someone, and I had wanted the relationship to be more than it was meant to be. And when it wasn't, I started doubting myself and thinking, I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy. And those thoughts got mirrored back to me in a very big way by the universe. Now, fortunately, I got the message. Sometimes I don't get it this quickly, but I did get it pretty quickly, and so I didn't hold unforgiving thoughts for the people that did it. I let it go, and I thanked them in my heart for giving me this message that I was holding those kind of unforgiving, unworthy thoughts about myself. And I went to work trying to clear those out by taking the 4T Prosperity class for the first time. And within a year, I got back almost $900 of that money. I'm happy to say that after the third time of taking the 4T class, I got back the rest of the money. I got a check this fall for $5,138. And I was really happy not only to have the money, which was very nice, but because of the message that it gave me that I had cleared out those thoughts of unworthiness and that I knew the truth of my being, that I deserve the abundance of God. And it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. We just have to open up our hearts and accept it and allow it in and believe that we can have it. I found that probably the biggest thing that'll keep us from our abundance is thoughts of unforgiveness, whether they're for ourselves or for someone else. And for me, it's been harder for me to forgive myself for things that I have not done or done than others. And so in the 4T Prosperity class, we affirm, I forgive. I forgive all condemnation that I misperceived to be mine. I give understanding for that condemnation. I am set free to love in the Christ Spirit by the quality of my forgiveness. And really what we're doing is we're recognizing that at the time that that happened, whatever it was, we were doing the best we could with the thoughts and the belief systems that we had at the time, even if now we might do something different. So in the class, one of the things that we do is we look at who are the people that we feel have harmed us or that we've harmed, and we make amends. And in the past, I've made amends to all these other people except one. And I thought that making an amend directly would cause more anxiety than not. So I did it in my own way. I wrote a letter, I put it under my pillow for 3 days, and I let it go. But this year, the universe was giving me a message that I really needed to do more than that. Because the year that it happened kept showing up in my experience. In fact, when I was visiting my daughter in New York City, it was like right across the T-shirt of someone in the hall, and I thought, ugh, I really need to do something. So I tried to get in touch with this person by phone, and that didn't work, and so I wrote a note. And I humbly apologized for what I had done, and I said that I had been carrying the guilt for all these years, and that I wanted to release that, and I asked for this person's understanding and forgiveness, and hope that she could find it in her heart to forgive me. And when I sent that note, I felt so free. I felt really free. And Interestingly, the universe ended up mirroring back my worthy thoughts, my freedom. Because in 5 days, my husband and I came across an account that had $3,400 in it that we did not know was there for us through his work. So that was pretty cool to have that mirrored back, right? Even bigger than that is 3 weeks later, I got a note back from this person, which I'm going to share with you today, and I'm going to hope that I don't lose it while I'm reading it. Ginger, your note came as quite a surprise after all of these years. Back then, I would have wished you ill, but 40 years later, I don't feel that way. I have moved on with my life, and I know that you have too. I hope that my forgiveness, for whatever reason, helps you in some way. I wish you nothing but best in the future. And hope that if anyone makes this kind of request of you, you will pay it forward. I was very grateful to have received that note. And if you do the same, whether you get a note back or not, know that you have freed yourself from your own self-made prison of guilt. And you have opened the door to receiving all the abundance that this universe has to bring you. This past 4T class, this fourth time, I had the privilege of my beloved husband, Will, taking it with me. And we both continued to imagine and believe that we were worthy and to do the forgiveness work that we had to do. And as we continue to deepen our trust and our faith in the creative power of God within us, amazing things happen. We open the door to all kinds of prosperity, because prosperity isn't just money. It is loving relationships. It is fulfilling work. It is the qualities of kindness and patience and love and understanding and acceptance that we give to ourselves and to others. It's anything that our heart desires. That's true prosperity. And so we got to travel. We went to Kentucky. We went to Boston. This is all this past fall. We took two of our girls to Florida and took them to Harry Potter World. Got to see Will's mom and dad. And I continued on from there to Louisiana, where my older daughter, Gina, and her husband and my two grandsons are. Then, very unexpectedly, we got to host Gina and Lauren and my two grandsons. They have not been homes in 4.5 years. And I felt so honored that I felt like we had really cleared things out so that we could have them home with all of our children. So we had six children and our two grandsons for Christmas. We continue to enjoy our amazing marriage. Thank you so much. And our music and our spiritual growth. And the universe mirrored it back in another wonderful way. We got a letter from our mortgage company saying that there was an error in their systems and we had overpaid interest and we were due a credit of $14,961.03. How cool is that, right? So you will have the universe mirror back to you whatever your belief systems are. So what are they? Are they of the worthiness and the love that you are created with? Are they knowing the God self of you, like Bartimaeus sitting by the side of the road? Can we all be? Are you willing to today put yourself on that same path and to call out to your master self, which is right here in your own divine heart, radiating out whatever it is you're thinking about? So think big thoughts. Ask for what you want. In prayer, believing, and you will receive. And Shakti Gawain says it this way: every moment of our lives is infinitely creative, and the universe is endlessly bountiful. Just put forth a clear enough request, and all your heart's desires must come to you. And so it is. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to anchor that thought with our affirmation. So the affirmation is a three-part prayer. God within me blesses me with my heart's desires. Let's say that again. God within me blesses me with my heart's desires. One more time. God within me blesses me with my heart's desires. And now what I'm going to have you do is, as you close your eyes and you take this affirmation into your thoughts, I want you to think about what it is you'd like to create right now. What's your deepest heart's desire? And with your eyes closed, I want you to think in this three-part prayer, God within me blesses me with whatever it is that you're hoping to bring into your life right now. So I'm going to say it three times and you fill in the blank. God within me blesses me with. God within me blesses me with. God within me blesses me with. Now feel what it's like to have that in your life. Bring that picture up. How does it make you feel? Put yourself right in the middle of that picture, having your heart's desire, knowing you are worthy, knowing you are so beloved, and it is the God of your being's good pleasure to bring this blessing to you. And all you have to do is open your heart and let it in. So we say again, God within me blesses me with. And now let's open our eyes and say it together once again. God within me blesses me with my heart's desires. So that's in your bulletin, and if you can take that home, put it on your mirror, wherever you're going to see it, and fill it in with what your heart's desire is. Thank you.